Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
When you saw the photograph of the top secret documents laid out on the floor at Mar-a-Lago, what did you think to yourself looking at that image? How that could possibly happen? How one anyone could be that irresponsible?
That, of course, was Joe Biden on 60 Minutes when he didn't realize that he had all his classified documents all over the place with crackhead access, etc. But here's Joe Biden's press secretary, Jean-Pierre, when she gets asked about, is Joe as irresponsible as Donald Trump?
I want to reference an interview that President Biden did in mid-September with 60 Minutes. And in that interview, he chided former President Trump for having in his possession classified documents. He called it irresponsible. First of all, do you think it was proper for President Biden to comment on an ongoing DOJ investigation?
So I'm going to say this, and I'm going to keep it really short today, as it relates to this particular issue, as it relates to an ongoing legal matter. I'm going to refer you to Department of Justice with that specific, as it relates to anything that you want to ask of us about this legal matter. I would refer you to the White House Counsel office. I'm going to leave it there. I'm not going to go into further.
I'm simply asking you to comment.
I just commented. We're moving on. Go ahead. I already answered your question. Go ahead.
I don't know if you caught it, but what he said was, should he have commented on an ongoing legal investigation, which is essentially what Joe Biden did. And you want to know what Jean-Pierre did? She says she can't comment on it. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I love when the Democrats just corkscrew themselves into the ground. I call it the death spiral. And that's why I tell you all the time on this very program, if you don't believe me, I will tell you again, if you bring a Democrat or a leftist of your choosing on this program, I will destroy them with simple logic. I won't even use a tenth of my brain power. I've told you many times, the smarter they are, the better. And here's the other thing I'll throw down. Bring more than one. If you need a team, bring your team. And the more letters that they have after their name, PhD, ESQ, etc., the better. Bring the team. I will show you just how stupid leftism is. And I won't even use my brain power. And I'm not trying to sound like Rush Limbaugh on this, but it really is that simple. And here's what's interesting about my comment. You have the same capability, folks. This is not a superpower. It's common sense. See, Joe Biden knows he's wrong. The entirety of the Democratic Party knows he's wrong. They don't know how to back away from this any more than they know how to back away from Joe Biden's own daughter in her memoir on pages 67 and 68 saying, I used to take my showers late at night because I was afraid of my dad coming in. Now, can you imagine if Donald Trump had this problem with Ivanka, what we'd be talking about? Pick any situation you can with these Democrats and tell me that it would pass the smell test if it were a Republican. We all know the short answer is very simple. Democrats, they have moral relativity. They can do what they want. They rationalize it. And when they're caught, they don't know how to act. They don't know how to behave. Well, I'm going to give them some advice. Here's how you behave when you're caught. You go, you know what? I was wrong. Again, welcome to Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I appreciate you guys listening to the program, spreading the word about it where you can. And as I mentioned many times, I don't pretend to know it all here. The things I know well. What I don't know, I don't. I admit, and I will tell you this, there are some brilliant people who listen to this program. If you're listening to this program, you are among them. I've seen your comments. You write to me. You send me emails. You send me notes on Facebook. You know, for those of you who know how to get to me on there because they killed my main page. You contact me on Twitter. However you do it, you call the show. And I'm going to tell you, we respond back. And your comments to me spur other thoughts. I want you to understand this isn't a one-way street. It may seem like it, but it's not. You spur amazing thoughts and amazing intellect among our crew here, and then we put that into the show. So we appreciate you for doing that. In fact, I just heard from one of my friends, went to college with him. I knew his brother better than I know the older brother because he was kind of an idol for both of us because he was so bright. But he sent me a note, you know, hints for the show. We listen to all this stuff. We pay attention. One of my best friends, Dale, I know he's listening because he calls me, hey, man, I was listening to the show the other day. And I love it because, you know, I talk about stuff that formed me, how I grew up and why I am the way that I am and stuff. And I'll tell you, some of these things are difficult to admit when you're a grown up and you look back in retrospect on your life and you say, boy, this was a mistake and this was a mistake. But so much of it is relevant that I have to do it. I feel compelled to do it. And I know many of you are certainly appreciative of that. Let me go back to this. So Jean-Pierre doesn't want to answer questions about the ongoing investigation now because that's their excuse. But Joe Biden was happy to tell 60 Minutes during Trump's ongoing investigation that he thought Trump was irresponsible. And now the media, and I know you're starting to notice this, they're catching on, right? It's not going to be this easy for Team Demento to just blow this off. That's why the person who asked her that question is a guy named John Decker. It wasn't Peter Ducey. It was John Decker. That's who wanted to talk about it. And the reason why it's so irresponsible and why it has so many connective points for Joe Biden is he's got a brother and a son who probably needed that information, who are connected to all of the things that we are currently talking about with respect to Ukraine, who's getting another nice little package of American weaponry. It's connected to Russia, from whom Hunter Biden got $3.5 million from a Russian oligarch's wife. It's connected to China. What are these documents? Joe Biden couldn't declassify them. They haven't revealed to us what they are. What are we going to find out about these documents? That's the problem. And look, I don't know what they're going to be. They could be innocuous and not that big of a deal. But when it comes to the Bidens, it generally doesn't work that way. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm not the guy that hates to say I told you so. I love to say I told you so. When it comes to leftists, I love it. Big old smile. I love telling them I told you so. Because I told you so. Leftism sucks. If you want to be a part of it, well, you suck. It's that simple. Don't be mad at me. You suck. You're anti-American, you're anti-capitalist, you're anti-God. What on earth would possibly make you want to be a leftist? You're wrong on everything. Don't get mad at me. This is where conservatives get a little weak. Kevin, you're being tough on them, man. Come on, man. Don't be so harsh. Shut up. Shut up, you little pansies. I'm not being harsh. I'm telling you the truth about leftists. If you can't take it, there's other shows. I get it. Sometimes, you don't want to see the blood. Well, guess what? They just got punched in the mouth. They got to learn when to shut their mouths. They are wrong on everything. Tell me they're right. Oh, we should let illegals into the country. What? So we can burden our system so taxpaying citizens don't get the access to the very things you pay for? So that our poor and our needy who've invested in this country what in one form or another, they can't get taken care of? Why is it? Why is that a good idea? So that the people waiting to get in here legally can watch as other people just come across and get access to everything that they get while these other folks wait and pay and go through the right system? Is that, I mean, tell me where it works. Show me where leftism works when you're releasing criminals into the public. Why? Because, well, you don't want to upset the narrative of releasing criminal aliens in back into the community. So, and you just let everybody go because you want to make sure that we're being fair about it, right? So let's just open the prison gates. Open it up. I mean, it's ridiculous. Again, please, the Kevin Jackson Network is where you can find me, 844-551-8255. Give me your leftist principle that, taken to its conclusion, works. I'll wait. Don't worry. Yeah, that's a phone call that ain't coming. So we're moseying down the way here. I've been saying the leftist for a long time on this very program, hey, don't get too cocky. Don't get too cocky about winning elections from cheating. Don't get too cocky about putting a brain-dead moron in charge of the country, because it's not going to work out for you. It's not going to end well. It's all fun and games, right, till somebody loses an eye. That's the warning you tell your kids. At least I tell my kids, that four boys. They get out there and do crazy stuff, and you say, hey, you better watch out, not give them that warning. Well, I'm saying the liberals, boop, you just got poked in the eye, and it's going to keep on happening. 2023 is not going to be a good year for you, and neither is 2024, because as people discover what you've done this year, if you think there was a mass exodus of leftists over to the right over the past couple of years, wait to the next 2 years, and it's already started, leftists. Because your El Jefe, Plugs, Captain Demento, is in trouble. I don't know what's going to happen legally, but I know this. The court of public opinion is already starting to respond, and the media is yet again signaling that it's going to abandon Joe Biden. They're starting to cover the story. And like I said, Donald Trump has this uncanny way of revealing the hypocrisy of the left. By doing what? By just being Trump. They raid Mar-a-Lago, take his classified documents. Don't raid Joe Biden, who's got classified documents in multiple locations. Not just one, in multiple locations. Donald Trump doesn't have crackheads, son. Joe Biden does. Donald Trump doesn't have a brother who's running off the Trump name. You want to know why? Because the Trump name's already something big. He doesn't need to worry, you know, to run on the coattails of the Trump name. So these classified documents have raised questions that the reporters haven't been asking until now, right? Things like, are we compromised? What is the connection between these documents and Hunter's business dealings? These are things that everybody is going to want to know. And you know, the FBI is not doing itself any favors. Oh yeah, we're going to let Biden's lawyers look it over and sort it out, and we'll oversee. How does that look for them, for Christopher Wray? Why did Joe Biden have these documents anyway? Are they currently being whitewashed? Are we going to really know what this was about when it's all said and done, given the crooked nature of this Department of Justice? Or is this them finally saying, okay, now we got to take down the Bidens? I think it's closer to the latter. I think they got to take them down. The problem with taking down the Bidens is, how do you take down the Bidens and not get caught in the shrapnel? Because they were invested all in for Joe Biden. Now, I said this long ago. I said, you don't make investments in old white men. You just can't as a Democrat, because it's antithetical. You don't like rich old white men. You don't. Even Democrats don't like rich old white men. Oh, they'll tolerate Soros because of his money. They don't like him. He's evil. He's a rich old white guy. And even though he's working for your side, trust me, that's the inner struggle, if you will, of leftism. You hate the rich, but you are the rich, right? But all this stuff is starting to come to bear. And the biggest thing that part of it that I see has to do with Hunter Biden and his rent payments of $49,910 while he lived at his daddy's residence. This is a document that Miranda Devine, investigative reporter for the New York Post, has been publishing, you know, showing all over the place. Hunter Biden checked it off, said, I own it, and I'm paying $49,910 a month in rent for a year, which is roughly $600,000. Now, we're going to get into the Bidens all up in their business, right? We're going to get all up in their business because we have his tax records. And I'm going to tell you, I've been talking about this for a long time. I said, go back and look at Joe Biden's records pre this date. You'll see what he earned as a vice president. And then look at it after and watch how it exploded. Now, here's what people... Well, Kevin, he had some book deals and he was... Joe Biden, he couldn't sell enough books to make the kind of money that he suddenly just surged up to. And Joe Biden is on record saying, I'm buyable. You can purchase me. We have the clips. And if you don't believe me, I'll get my producer to find the clip. Joe Biden essentially says, you want people to run, you want us to do this stuff. Hey, you got to buck up. You got to give us money. And he's not talking about just campaign money. He's saying, I want money to survive. I need more. And to his credit, I'll give Joe Biden credit here, folks. Joe Biden was the poorest dude who had a career, I mean, a pretty decent career. Not in results, but in terms of achievement. This is the poorest politician on record. And I think Joe Biden, I think Jill said, look, enough is enough. I need to buy the finer things in life. I'm a doctor now. I'm going to live like a doctor. And Joe Biden said, fine. Hunter, come here, crackhead son. Come run the enterprise.
Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
US
USA News Update. Abortion foes from around the USA have gathered in Washington for a very different March for Life. This is the first one since the Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade.
We refuse to lie to our patients. We refuse to pretend that abortion is health care.
Dr. Christina Francis, an OBGYN among many, saying the job is not over. They must push for a national abortion ban. Thanks for the thanks, but Ukrainian President Zelensky also says...
Hundreds of thank you are not hundreds of thanks.
And tanks is what Zelensky really wants from the West right now. Google's parent company is cutting about 12,000 jobs as it pivots to more reliance on artificial intelligence. As Netflix announced better-than-expected earnings, Regal Cinemas is closing about 40 more movie theaters around the country. 4 months ago, it filed for bankruptcy. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever, overseas. So what's going on here? Why don't you turn or stop talking about corruption?
I don't make money from China. You do. I don't make money from Ukraine. You do. I don't make money from Russia. You made $3.5 million, Joe, and your son gave you. They even have a statement that we have to give 10% to the big man. Joe, what's that all about? It's terrible.
All right, Vice President Biden, there have been questions about the work your son has done in China and for a Ukrainian energy company when you were vice president. In retrospect, was anything about those relationships inappropriate or unethical?
That pesky Donald Trump, you know what he reminds me of? The Scooby-Doo people? The Scooby-Doo kids? And I would have gotten away with it had not been for that Donald Trump.
Welcome back. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to. I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for that pesky Donald Trump, the guy who exposed the fake news media, the guy who exposed the DOJ that is nothing more than a Gestapo arm of the Democratic Party. The guy who exposed Joe Biden as a liar and a thief. The guy who exposed Hillary Clinton as a liar and a thief and the person who starts conspiracy theories. The guy who has upended politics in America and upended the chain of command and exposed the uniparty. That's who Donald Trump is. Donald Trump was telling people about Joe Biden. Not that we didn't know about it, but he brought it to the fore. He did a miraculous job of doing this, and it's come back. And they get so desperate to get this guy, they raid his home and do nothing to Joe Biden. He shows the difference between how the government, when it decides who's right and who's wrong, what it's willing to do, what steps it's willing to go. He's exposed Adam Schiff. He's exposed Jerry Nadler. He's exposed when the Democrats are in charge, he's exposed Nancy Pelosi, all of them, the whole system. And then he exposed the rhinos. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I saw a meme, and it had Joe Biden's vet. And I don't know if this is true. Is the license plate truly the big guy? Maybe my producers can look that up real quick, because I'm curious. It showed it, and I'm thinking to myself, if his license plate says the big guy, really? Hey, Christopher Wray of the FBI, is this thing on? The big guy.
So we were talking about Joe Biden's rent fee for Hunter. I mean, look, I think if my sons wanted to come back home and stay with mommy and daddy, and we were willing to pay $49,910 in monthly rent, I think I'd let the children's back. I don't know how you guys feel. I don't know how it works in white personville. But this Negro would take the kids back with their baggage. Oh, yeah. Yeah. $49,910 a month for 1 year is what supposedly Hunter paid while he was living at daddy's residence in Delaware, where Joe Biden kept classified documents right beside his Corvette, his pride and joy, in the garage. Hunter listed his rental tenancy from March of 2017 to February of 2018. And you want to know what they were doing during that period post-Obama? They were strategizing on how to do business around the world and not let it have blowback on Joe. They spent a year together getting this stuff done, and Joe Biden had an amazing year. In fact, I have these. Let me give you these numbers. I think we've got it here on the chart. So in 2016, Joe Biden made $396,456. Okay? So let's just call it $400,000. Round it up, make it easy math for radio. 2017, 18, and 19, he made $16,500. $16.6 million. $16.6 million over a three-year period. So let's just do this. Over a three-year period, using his 2016 VP's, you know, stuff, he and Dr. Jill, they would have made $1.2 million over 3 years. But post leaving the White House, Joe Biden made well over $5 million, as a matter of $5.5 million a year over the next year. So he went from exponential is not even the word. He went from making $400,000 a year to making $5.5 million a year over a three-year period. And it hasn't, 2020, none of it's gone down. He's still making crazy money. Now, look, I'm not one to get people pointed in any particular direction here, and I don't want to get all common sensey on you. But if you're an investigative reporter, wouldn't you want to know how that jump occurred so dramatically? And you go, well, Kevin, he probably had speaking engagements, and of course, we know he had the book deal. Okay, good. Let's follow the speaking engagements. And let's see who paid him. Then let's follow the book sales. And let's see, did people really buy these books? See, I know how the game gets played. Some big fat cat says, I'll buy a million of your stinking books at an average price of $10 a book. So even Joe Biden sold a million books. He's a New York Times bestseller. No, he's not. Some dude just made a bunch of kindling for his cabin in Minnetonka. Who knows? Nobody's going to read Joe Biden's books. Nobody cares about the guy. Anyway, that's his income. I just gave it to you. That's the disparity. He said in 2017, Joe Biden left the White House, stored a large number of classified documents inside his Delaware garage and at two other locations. We know about this, right? What I want to talk about is, because we're going to get back to the classified documents at some point. They're going to have to address it. What was in there? And I really want to see chain of custody and all this stuff. Because let's face it, the FBI isn't doing it. They don't want us to know. But Hunter Biden checked the box on the form, said that he owned the house. And they're wondering, why would he have paid rent if he owned the home? And there's all kinds of questions on this thing. But here's the biggest question. Joe Biden's 2017 tax return Schedule E listed $19,800 in rents received in 2018. In 2018, he listed no rents. So remember, from March of 2017 and then through February of 2018,
Hunter Biden says he gave Joe Biden almost $50,000 a month. So it would have been $100,000 that Joe would have had to declare in 2018 and $500,000 in 2017. And he only filed $20,000 in 2017. So what's Joe Biden, the leftist president in a coup, how's he going to rationalize what Hunter put on that form and what actually happened? One of them's lying, right? Or maybe both of them are. So is Joe hiding $500,000 because he doesn't want to declare that money on his taxes? And then did he do the same thing in 2018 when he didn't declare $100,000? And then what other monies can we trace and find out that these Bidens hid? This is what the problem is for Joe Biden. Good. This is what the problem is for the leftists. And I say good. Owosso PC, Hunter's law firm. Can you imagine? This crackhead flunked out of the Navy, can't make it through rehab, prostitute baby having dad who won't pay his child support has a law firm. On what planet? Leftists, I'm going to ask you, I dare you, call this program, please do, 844-551-8255, and rationalize this to me. Please explain to me.
Oh, Kevin, everyone is redeemable in the eyes of God. And
okay, I get all that. I'll even run with that. Yeah, even Hunter is redeemable. Was he redeemable when he set up this law firm? Somebody please tell me. Or was he a crackhead who was running on the family's name? And who was living off of Joe Biden's influence.
As my bond is a Biden. My word is a Biden.
Joe Biden acts like that name is so powerful. That name ain't Jack to me. You say Biden, and I think crook, criminal, scumbag. That's what I think. Same thing I think when I hear Obama, Pelosi, Clinton. Scumbags. Same thing I hear when I hear Democrat, leftist, progressive. Hunter's law firm. Unbelievable. Nobody would believe this story. If you were making this, I would be like, man, you can't be writing a Hollywood movie like this. No, that's totally that's as unbelievable as a Jason Statham movie. You know, where the dude can jump out of a car, kick somebody in the face, get back in the car, land it from 20 feet up in the air, and the car just keeps on running. I mean, yeah, that would be like that. And yet, that's real life for Hunter Biden. Well, we got to take a short break, folks. We'll be back. Keep it up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines.
guys have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Despite his denials, a CNN review of the laptop data as well as other public material shows that Joe Biden did interact with some of his son's associates while serving as vice president, though it's unclear exactly what was discussed. One example the Republicans cite, Miguel Alemán Magnani, a Mexican businessman and son of the former president who Hunter was trying to woo. In 2014, Alemán Magnani and his dad were photographed at the White House with then-Vice President Biden. In a later email, Hunter Biden reminds Alemán Magnani of the favors he's done for him. We have been talking about business deals and partnerships for 7 years. I have brought every single person you have ever asked me to bring to the effing White House and the Vice President's house and the inauguration. Hunter Biden bluntly acknowledged the power of the Biden name in a memoir, writing that the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, which put him on its board, considered my last name gold.
I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life that if my last name wasn't Biden.
Okay, Mr. Biden, if I can,
sure.
Questions or controversy continues today about Hunter Biden, your son's...
There is no controversy about my son. It's all a lie. It's a flat lie because the president has nothing else to run on. If you notice, while American people are talking about what's happening to their families, he has no plan. In the debate, he has no plan. Everything from the Wall Street Journal, every other major news outlet has said what he's saying is simply not true about my son.
Your son being hired at school by a big company here in Delaware that is in the credit card business, MBNA. He got about $100,000 a year, as I recall. You received $214,000 in campaign contributions from the company and from its employees. At the same time, you were fighting for a bankruptcy bill that MBNA really wanted to get passed through the Senate, making it much tougher for everyone to file bankruptcy. Senator Obama was opposed to the bill. Among other things, you couldn't, in fact, claim that you had a problem because of big medical bills. You voted against an amendment that would call for a warning on predatory lending. You also called for, you opposed efforts to strengthen the protection of people in bankruptcy. This has been an issue that you've heard about before. Your son was working for the company at the same time. In retrospect, wasn't it inappropriate for someone like you, in the middle of all this, to have your son collecting money from this big credit card company while you're on the floor protecting its interest?
Absolutely not. My son graduated from Yale Law School. The starting salary in Wall Street is $140,000 a year if he went to a lawyer. Options he had. He came home to work for a bank. Surprise, surprise.
My state cost $300,000 this time around, or between $250,000 and $300,000. I don't know the exact figure. That's more money than any Democrat in my state has ever spent, and the young new white knight, he spent it. Spent more money than my opponent, only because he didn't take me seriously, and he had another $90,000 left over. He didn't know how to spend it in the last week when they realized I was a serious candidate. But seriously, in trying to raise that money, I fortunately had over 3,000 individual contributors. Nobody makes up any more than one percentage point of my total budget. Nobody for one percentage point gets a hold of that ear. Nobody gets any more than a return phone call for that 1%. But it's not because I'm particularly moral. It's because nobody took me seriously. Had in the beginning when I started, big corporations or big labor or big wealthy individuals or big anybody come along and said, "Here, Biden, we want to contribute $20,000 to you," I probably would have taken it. Not probably, I would have taken it. Because I had to go out and borrow $20,000 and put a second mortgage on my house to get that $20 to start. But nobody took me seriously.
Hey, FBI, is this thing on? Just curious. Folks, that's just I'm not even exaggerating this for a second. I could do 20 shows of Biden clips of him admitting, it's glaring inconsistencies in what he says and what he does. And here's a perfect example. Joe Biden said, this was years ago, where he said, look, you're not going to come to the party late and get me. You need to let me know I'm for sale. You give me the money up front, you get what you want. MBNA, the credit card company, I tell you what, give my son a cushy job. I'll battle for you on the floor. Is this? Look, again, I'm not an investigative reporter. I don't have the mind of a conspiracy person. But I can tell you this. I know where to go here to look for a story. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Joe Biden was dealing, they have the goods on him, dealing with a Mexican businessman, his son, photographed at the White House. Then Hunter sends a guy a note talking about the business deals, but the FBI can't figure it out. There's been no investigation. What Republican could withstand this? Please let me know. Oversight Committee Chair Representative James Comer, who's out of Kentucky, said Hunter's suspicious wire transfers, and we talked about this on another show, were flagged by U.S. banks, and they involved his company, Owasco PC. This investigation of the Biden family should have happened decades ago. Well, that's not true. Should have happened in 2018-2019 time frame. There is no way on God's green earth Joe Biden should have been their candidate. He was laced with just improprieties. Laced with them. For years, they say, wire transfer. Maybe we should find that segment of the show. I don't know if you guys can track that down. And just find the segment of the show where I talked about the number. They had raised so many flags with the banking system. I want to say it was over 150 of these. Nothing happened. No investigation. Can you imagine if you had 150 wire transfers over $10,000? The FBI would jump down on your residence with a freaking net, man, a dragnet.
And we want to turn now to a CBS News investigation by Catherine Herridge, who spoke with a top Republican senator who for years has been investigating the business dealings of the president's brother and son.
CBS News has learned that more than 150 transactions involving either Hunter or James Biden's global business affairs were flagged as concerning by U.S. banks for further review. Some of those concerns included large wire transfers.
This is where it is.
After a nearly three-year investigation, Republican Senator Chuck Grassley told CBS News he believes the president's younger brother, James, was instrumental in Hunter Biden's Chinese business ventures.
I think James Biden was very much a part of this.
James Biden has worked as an entrepreneur and recently in the healthcare industry.
We will focus on James Biden, the president's brother.
That report went on to document over 150 transactions involving either Hunter or James Biden's global business affairs that were flagged as concerning by U.S. banks for further review. Now, I want you to understand this. 150 transactions, $10,000 or more. So that's $15 million just right there. That doesn't include the little ones. So look, we can slice this thing any way you want. What we know is, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to use common sense here and tell you where we're headed. Joe Biden and team are lying scumbags who used the power of Joe Biden's office in his name in a career that was down the drain. And let me tell you what happened with Joe Biden. When Barack Obama resignated this clown from the ashes, he looked at it as, this is the last chance I get. I couldn't do it as a senator. I'm a buffoon. I'm a liar. I'm a joke. I better take advantage of it now. And he got the family together and said, we got to do this, and this is our only chance. And that's what we're looking at. And CBS covered that. I guess Christopher Wray, the director of the FBI, is just a little bit too busy to look into wire fraud with the Bidens. I guess the CIA is just a little bit too busy to see how these transactions might coincide with some of the activities of Biden in the White House currently. Anyway, this is supposed to be monitored by the Office of Foreign Assets Control to ensure that the money is not part of corrupt business schemes. I think those people may have, what was it, like the guards during Epstein's, his hanging, his suicide, they may have gone on break during that time. Folks, this is such a slam dunk. It's really, it's sad that we don't have a Justice Department that really wants to prove that nobody's above the law.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.